into the book of Revelation, chapter number 3. And we just want to leave just a few little thoughts with you tonight as we come to be with you in the service. And just I've thought all day about just trying to leave something with you that will maybe encourage our hearts and help us as we have to live and deal with the things that we're seeing. I mean, as I mentioned the other night, who would have ever thought that we'd see the kind of day that we're living in? But nevertheless, the day that is upon us, it's here. We can't bury our heads in the sand and act like that there's nothing going on. But we just have to be encouraged and just look up, because our redemption's drawing nigh, isn't it? So I'm thankful that we can certainly receive courage as we look to the things of the Lord. So if you will, stand with us as we read one passage of Scripture, a portion of one passage, in Revelation chapter number 3. Revelation chapter number 3. And notice the very first part of verse number 2. The Bible says to be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. Let us all bow our heads, and Brother Buster, would you ask God's blessing upon our service? Yes, Lord Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Now, for just a few minutes of time, I do want to look at some things that I hope can be of a help to us and maybe encourage us in the day that we're living in. And of course, as the Bible plainly teaches us, over there in 2 Timothy chapter number 3, and certainly as we see that he tells us the last days, and then of course gives us a vivid description of what it would be in the last days. But then I see, read on down further in that portion of Scripture where that the great apostle Paul encouraging young Timothy, he says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, been most assured of, knowing of whom that you've learned them. So I'm thankful tonight that certainly we can take courage as we look at the day in which that we're living in. So I want to use that for a thought tonight about being watchful and strengthen the things which remain. Now, as we begin to think tonight for just a little while, he mentions two things there. He says to be watchful. And as we think about the word watchful, we find over in one passage of Scripture where that he says to watch and pray. And you know, certainly as we live our Christian life, certainly there's a need of watchfulness about us as we live and travel in this walk of life as a Christian. The devil's on every hand. And he's hiding behind every bush, so to speak. And he wants to take advantage of every opportunity that he can to try to come at us as Christians and come at us as a church and try to jump on our families, our home lives, and things of that nature. He's not going to leave us alone. Rather, he's going to do everything he can as long as we're here to try to tear down the things of God. So certainly we need to be watchful on every hand. The word watchful just simply means to give our undivided attention unto some matter, unto something or whatever, and take a look at it and kindly be aware of what's going on. And then he tells us once again, not only to be watchful, but he says to strengthen. And certainly, I believe with all my heart, my friend, that God wants us brother, to just gain strength and be stronger every day that we live for the glory of God. God don't want us to, my friend, so to speak, just dwindle away and just blend in here and there or whatever. God wants us to be strong and stand out, brother, and stand up for Him regardless of what the world says or what they do or anything of that nature. So there's two things there that He kindly wants us to look at, and that is to be watchful and that is to strengthen. In other words, to be strong. So I want to give us just a few things tonight, rather, that I hope that we can certainly be very attentive about, and I know that you are, but we're living in a day and an hour when so many today has changed down through the years that it's a very alarming thing as you look around us and see, my friend, how so many that used to one time line up with the scriptures and what the Bible teaches us, but yet how they've turned a deaf ear unto the things of God. So God wants us, brother, to be watchful and strengthen some things, brother, in these days in which we live in. And you know the Bible tells us the first thing that I want to bring to our remembrance tonight. You look over there in St. John chapter number 4, and I believe it is verse number 24. The Bible says that God is a spirit, and He seeketh such to worship Him in spirit and in truth. I believe tonight, brother, that in the day that we're living in, my friend, I believe we need to look and be very attentive and make sure that we're strong in the worship of our God. I think tonight, my friend, that brother, that's the reason that we come together. The Bible says in Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but so much the more as you see the day approaching. I'm glad tonight for the privilege, my friend, to be able to assemble with the saints of God. Brother, you can read throughout of the early church in the book of Acts. And brother, you can read through of the epistles. And my friend, see how that, brother, they would assemble. And brother, why did they assemble? Thank God to worship my friend, our God tonight. Brother, I'm thankful, my friend, as we come together in the house of God. It's more than just a social gathering, so to speak. It's more, my friend, than just being able to see your neighbor or anything of that nature. It's more, my friend, than just to have a place to go or something of that nature. Thank God, I'm glad that the house of God is a place, my friend said, in the community where that we can gather together and worship our risen Savior. Boy, ain't that a blessing tonight? But how many today, my friend, has turned from that? And brother, they just treat going to church just like my friend, anything, or maybe treated something like just going to a ball game or some kind of a social event. Because I'm glad for the privilege, thank God, to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And as we begin to think, the psalmist David says, I'm speaking about worshiping Him in the beauty of His holiness. Boy, we got a beautiful, holy God tonight, my friend, that we can come together and adore, my friend, the matchless eternal one. Thank God, the rose of Sharon, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the lily of the valley. Thank God, He's my everything tonight, and I'm glad I've got this privilege. my friend to come. Thank God and worship him in spirit and in truth. And not only worship him, but thank God, come together, my friend, for some good fellowship. Boy, they asked one time, somebody asked one time, what's the definition of fellowship? The best way I can explain it is two fellows in a ship going the same way. Glory to God. Tonight I'm glad, my friend, that I've got some people, brother, that I can assemble with, my friend, and fellowship, brother, as we worship God together. Thank God, I'm glad, my friend, that we can do that. And then not only in our worship, but brother, I'm glad, thank God, that in our singing we can come together, glory to God, and sing the songs of Zion, my friend, like we've been hearing this week, brother, this old-fashioned choir singing. You just can't beat it tonight. And people using their talents, their voices, their instruments for the glory of God. I want you to know tonight, my friend, I still believe that's the way it ought to go on in the house of God. And boys, I believe today we're seeing a fashion and a trend when so many, my friend, is going with the contemporary movement, brother, that is flooding our land and our country today. I'll tell you one thing tonight, my friend, I still like the old-fashioned way tonight. The Bible said in Jeremiah chapter number 6 and verse number 16, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths, and wherein is the good way? And my friend, he said, when you find them to walk, get in them and walk, he says. But notice what they answered. They said, we will not walk in them ways. Boys, that's the way that we're seeing the tide turning today. But I believe as long as God leaves us as a church here on the face of this earth, thank God, I believe we can still worship him. Thank God, in the same manner. We don't have to, my friend, have the new modern days, the new modern ways, and the new modern things that they've gone on to try to entice and entertain and draw the crowd. Thank God, I still believe he's the same God, the same holy God, and we can still worship him in the same way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah tonight. Thank God, we don't have to, my friend, to offer alternative ways of worship. I don't know how it is over in here, but boys, there's a many of them around in the general area over in Virginia. My friend, they're offering different alternative ways of worship. They're naming the traditional way of worship. They're naming the contemporary worship. They've even got a cowboy way of worship. They've got all kinds of things. But I want you to know tonight, my friend, ain't but one way to worship him, and that's in spirit and in truth. And notice, he said that if you're going to worship him, you must. He didn't give no room for alternative means. Thank God, you must worship him in spirit and truth. I'd rather be, glory to God, around old-fashioned saints of God singing victory and
Jesus and trying to find, knowing what they're singing about, than to be in an auditorium full, my friend, that didn't know which way the wind was blowing. Glory to God. I'm glad they sung like you. Thank God that was still worship. Hallelujah. So let's, my friend, just be sure as long as God leaves us here, be encouraged about our worship of our God. So he says to be watchful and strengthen these things which remain. And then I think about something else. As I look at our modern day, I see the tide that's turning. My friend, I thank God, as I've said several times this week, brother, for the forever settled word of God. So my friend, I want to be watchful and strengthen, thank God. And my friend, the word of our God. And boys, as I began to look at it, thank God, the Bible said that the Lord gave the word, and great was the company that published it. The psalmist David said in 119 and verse 89, forever, O Lord, is thy word settled in heaven. And thank God, he said, this word give entrance and it gives light. Thank God for the word of God tonight, my friend, that will show people the way if they'll look to it, my friend. But how sad it is in our land and country, many of them, as modern day compromise is creeping in all around us, they're turning their backs upon the word of God. But I just want to continue to be watchful about it and continue to stand with my loins girded with the truth and have the sword of the Spirit of God, which is the word of God. If that don't get the job done, there ain't gonna be no NIV get it done. There ain't gonna be no other. My friend, this comic book crowd, there ain't gonna be no other versions that's gonna come along and get it done. God's word will get it done. Hallelujah. I believe that tonight. My friend, as we think, many of them, as I said, traded their Bibles, brother, for nothing more than fairy tales and stories and comic books. My friend, everything that's coming and going today, I got news for you tonight, my friend. Nothing will never, ever replace the word of God tonight. And sometime, if you'll sit down and start in the book of Acts and go through the early church, and you'll begin to see where the scriptures tells you in different places that the word of God grew, multiplied, increased, and things of that nature. I want you to know, my friend, this book, thank God, it'll get the job done if people will just, if men of God will just preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they'll not endure sound doctrine, but they'll heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. I want you to know tonight, my friend, thank God for the word of God that it's preached, gone barrel straight under the anointing power of the Spirit of God. It'll go. It'll get the job done. Thank God. And if it don't do it, West calling the dogs, the race is over. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to know, my friend, thank God, in the midst of the tide that is creeping in and turning many today, my friend, I've never lived to see such a time, rather when many is trading it off, rather for just stories and fairy tales, as we said. Now think about the Word of God, how important that it is. The Bible said, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God. Thank God, which abideth and liveth forever. Oh, I want you to know tonight, thank God, that's a living Word. Boys, and it makes the difference in your life. I'll tell you what, I can sit down and day after day go back and read all over again. The next day, read it again. The next day, read it again. And it don't get old. They, some of these books, you read a little bit and put them down, they don't interest you anymore. But boy, that's a living book tonight. And thank God it does something for me that no other book can. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God for the Word of God tonight. My friend, let's be strong in that Word. Let's be watchful. Give good, clear attention unto the Word of God tonight. Study to show ourselves approved, rightly dividing the Word. My friend, a workman that needeth not be ashamed. Rather, this book, it's a divisional and a dispensational book. And when it's rightly divided and put in order, thank God, it'll be plain and clear unto each and every one of us as the children of God. So tonight, my friend, I just want to encourage us, and I know that you will, thank God, to just stay with the old-fashioned King James Bible. Thank God, that don't need no correction. It don't need no updating. My friend, thank God, if it was good enough for my forefathers to walk or ride a horse and go preach meetings, thank God, and go pastor churches, surely it's good enough for me in 2014. Thank God, if they loved it enough and I walk through the rain, wade the snow, and go preach heaven sweet and hell hot, thank God, it's good enough for me. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Boy, that excites me. My great-great-grandpa and my great-grandpa, which was his son, they both was preachers, never owned a car. My friend, everywhere they went, rather they had preached, thank God for the glory of God. And here the Lord's blessed me. I've got a little buggy, bless God, that takes me all across this land and country. Boy, if it was good enough for them, thank God, I'm going to go for God until he comes or until he calls. Hallelujah. Let's just be strong and thank God in the Word and stand truthful and solid upon the teachings of the Scriptures. And then I want to say something else as I think about being encouraged. Notice, my friend, as we think about something else, I think about not only, my friend, the worship of our God and the word of our God, but I think about the work of our God. You may say, preacher, what are you talking about? I want you to know, I'm glad to be a part of the most important thing that's going on the face of this earth, the work of our God. There ain't nothing more important, thank God, than to be a child of God, serving Him, laboring for Him. And one day, thank God, it'll all be over, and He'll reward you at the end of life's journey. Preacher, what are you saying? I'm saying to my friend, thank God, let's be watchful, and let's be attentive, and be strong in the work of our God. There ain't nothing more important than when you get saved by the grace of God. My friend, following the Lord in baptism, uniting with a Bible-believing local New Testament church, and being found faithful and serving God, doing your part, thank God, in a local New Testament assembly. And notice, my friend, a word of encouragement in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse number 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain. Oh, let me tell you something tonight. God ain't gonna let nothing go unrewarded. He'll not only bless you here, but thank God, He'll reward you at the judgment seat of Christ for that you have done for the glory of God. Sometimes it gets frustrating. Sometimes it's discouraging. But hallelujah to God. I just want to keep on keeping on for the glory of God. It's not in vain. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's not in vain. Notice what the Bible said in Hebrews 6 and 10. God is not unrighteous to forget your work and your labor of love that you've showed toward His name. Oh, I want you to know tonight, even giving a cup of cold water, thank God, to a prophet, you'll not lose your reward. Anything you do, oh, thank God, just do it with faithfulness because you love Him. Yes, thank God, it's worth it all to serve Him. And as I think about it, my friend, I think about, brother, our service for our Lord. And brother, when I think about the church, the Great Commission has been given unto the church, my friend, to carry out while we're here upon the face of the earth. And thank God, what a great work it is, brother, to help send missionaries around the world to preach the gospel. Thank God, to do our part in a local ministry, whether it be a Sunday school teaching, whether it be assisting that teacher, whether it be a deacon on the deacon board, whether it be as pastors preaching the word of God, whether it be whatever it may be, hallelujah to God. Thank God, it's worth it all. Regardless how many years that God leaves us here, there's nothing more important
see the tide turning today. When many is forsaking the house of God and going to one thing that's really becoming popular anymore is these little house church movements. My friend, you may say, I'm not talking about the old-fashioned cottage prayer meetings. Thank God for an old-fashioned cottage prayer meeting where we can go and assemble and have a good time around the Word of God in somebody's home. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the new modern fad that's beginning to sweep our country. My friend, where that some of this crowd, my friend, they just decide they're just going to start them something of their own making, of their own liking, and just do it the way they do it. Preacher, what are you getting at? That's the way the drive-through is at McDonald's and Hardee's. Have it your way. Boy, I'll tell you one thing tonight. God wants it His way. And His way is to repent, get saved, and unite with a local New Testament church that's been organized and set up and labor faithfully for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Tonight it's worth it. Hallelujah. Oh, I'll tell you one thing. Thank God there's nothing no better. But yeah, how sad it is. The tides are turning. I'll never forget. They tell me years ago when new fad become the religion started on television, and them fellas got on there. They couldn't make it on the silver screen, so they got into religious television. And brother, they began to sweep people by the storm. And this old preacher was in the barber shop one day up at Marion. And they asked him, said, "Preacher, what do you think about this new electric church?" He said, "I don't." That was good enough, wasn't it? Amen. I'll tell you one thing right now. We've got this new movement, brother, where that they claim just go to the sidewalk cafe, get you a donut and a coffee, and sit there and watch some religious fella piped in somewhere over the internet on a big screen, and he'll talk to you and tell you how good you are. If you want to be took in by that crowd, I feel sorry for you. I'm going to stay with the old-fashioned church. Hallelujah. Well, I didn't know I was going to say all that on Friday night. That's all right. It'll stand, won't it? Praise God for the old-fashioned church. Thank God that I was raised in and where God's placed me. Thank God it's good enough tonight. Old-fashioned preachers like your pastor that will stand and preach and declare what thus saith the Word of God. Teachers that can stand and teach their classes. Singers that knows what they're singing about. And officers that's able to carry on with the work of God. Amen. Oh, I appreciate that tonight. Amen. Thank God for it. I'm going to stay with it. Thank God, as long as God gives me breath to breathe, thank God I want to stay in the old-fashioned, Bible-believing, local New Testament church that Jesus is building. Glory to God, that'll stand when the world's on fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel like going bear hunting with a switch right now. I'll tell you one thing, my friend. Don't be, and I know you won't, but don't be taken in, my friend, by the modern day compromising crowd, brother, that's trying to drain the life and the energy out of our local New Testament churches. Boy, I've seen it happen and how sad it is. I just want to be very attentive to the work of our God. And thank God I want him to just use us for his glory and his honor. Thank God and just carry on with our time. I want to devote my time to him. And I want to devote what little talent I may have for him to use. And thank God, I want to give my holy tithe into the New Testament church to carry on with the work of God. Yes, I still believe that's the way God meant for it to be, and continue on with it. He's not given us no updates, nor add-ins or add-ons. Thank God, God gave us this book, and that's all we need. Hallelujah. Well, I've got to hash, but I just want to encourage us tonight. My friend, in the day that we're living in, and just be watchful and strengthen our worship of our God and make sure that it remains that way. Thank God, just continue on, my friend, with the same old-fashioned Word of God. We don't have to have a new Bible. And thank God, just continue on.